Inspector Raj.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. President.
I might interrupt you for your conference.
No, that's fine.
I think it's important not to go too far in indicating all-out support of the UN and that we mustn't cut the budget and all that sort of thing. And let me say that I, for example, just had a call from Reagan, California, and, you know, he's been out there and so forth, and as you can imagine, there's strong feeling that we just shouldn't, as he said, he saw these, as he said, these cannibals on television last night, and he said they were even wearing shoes, and he says here the United States is going to submit its fate to that, and so forth and so on, and you know, but that's typical of a reaction, which is probably
that's right.
quite strong, and I just think that the, I know it's a very delicate line, but I noticed some of the senators and so forth and so on, but I feel that I think the disillusionment with the UN is so great that I don't think we should go out and say, well, we just got to grin and bear it, and we're just going to go out and support the UN and so forth. And Reagan, as a matter of fact, he's really going all out. He signed a proclamation for UN Week, and he's going to rescind it today.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I think I agree with you.
It's a problem. Let me say, I just don't want, let me put it this way, I don't want you to get in a position, you personally to get into being too, you know, sort of taken in. And I realize, on the other hand, we've got the damn Peking thing, but I don't think kicking the UN around is too much. But go ahead. I got a moment.
Just a moment.
Sure.
The United States welcomes last night's decision to admit the People's Republic of China as a member of the United Nations. President Nixon hopes that this action, which will bring into the United Nations the representatives of more than 700 million people, will result in the reduction of tensions in the Pacific area. At the same time, the United States deeply regrets the action taken by the United Nations to deprive the Republic of China of representation in that organization. I think that the precedent, which has the effect of expelling 14 million people on Taiwan from representation in the UN, is an unfortunate precedent, which may have serious repercussions in the future. We and our co-sponsors made an all-out effort to prevent the expulsion of the Republic of China. We are particularly grateful to all of our co-sponsors for the very dedicated and determined effort which is made to retain a place for the Republic of China in the United Nations. The Republic of China, of course, continues to be a respected and valued member of the international community, and the ties between us remain unaffected by the action of the United Nations. Although we are disappointed at the outcome of the voting expelling the Republic of China, the United States recognizes the will of the majority of United Nations members has been expressed. We, of course, accept that decision. We hope that the United Nations will not have been weakened by what it has done. We continue to believe in its principles and purposes, and will continue to strive to make it more effective in the pursuit of peace and justice in the world. That would be the statement. Now, they'll ask me about the financing. I thought that I would say that we think that the United Nations should take a good hard look at the financing.
I think you could say, well, I'd just be very candid. I'd say that this as a result of this and some other actions of the United States, that support for the United Nations is, frankly, an all-time low. And goddammit, it ought to be said.
Yeah.
It's in the Congress. And it is. I mean, despite what these jerk senators said,
that's right.
It is very low, and that we're going to have very serious difficulties in getting adequate financing for the United Nations.
Right.
I'll just put it that way. I think that's very serious. I think when you say that too, that that's good. I'd certainly indicate that it was from the reports from the Congress that we've had that we're going to have very serious problems in getting adequate support for the United Nations and its agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that doesn't put you in that spot, but
no,
you're just reflecting
right.
what the
that's
truth
right.
is.
Yeah. I just don't want us to appear peaked, that's all. I think that
I know we don't want to appear peaked. The only problem is, I guess, we got with our wing people is that well, and a lot of other people, they just don't like to see the United States being pulled and hauled by a bunch of small countries. That's what's really involved here, you know.
That's
they
right.
think, what the hell, we done all this thing, now why do we get kicked around? That's what really
it
isn't just this issue, it's the others.
That's right.
Anyway, I think that's a good statement.
All right, I'll keep this in mind. I'll try to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to defend the goddamn organization.
No. Okay, do your best.
Okay, thanks, Mr. President.